With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea Simontov, Israel News Talk radio show host and personality. Are you freezing to death in Jerusalem?
Freezing. And the only thing that is similar to South Africa is that I have no internet. I don't know if it's load sharing or whatever you guys call
it. You don't even know the words, Andrea. You don't even know the words. So, you know, we were talking about the weather in Israel when we started the show, and I was saying, it's all very well. It looks so beautiful. But the truth is your houses aren't geared up for it at all. You've got those tiles which must radiate the cold into your very being.
Yes. Yes.
You're sitting there like an old lady with a blanket over your legs.
I'm wearing like double leggings. My legs aren't cute in single leggings.
Okay. I didn't mean to poke fun at you.
Let me tell you what I'm seeing from my Jerusalem window.
Yes, you see that. The dog's back, clearly.
Dog is back. Okay. Let's get some more calls about how cool I am.
Talk to me, Andrea.
I'm seeing jerks, okay? Israel does not do well with weather. Any weather that I feel guilty because, I mean, you guys live in. Hello?
Yeah, no, you're back. You were saying you guys live where? How?
You know, I mean, like, you're living in South Africa, you get like two flags. Here in Israel, when I made Aliyah first, I'm not joking. 25 years ago, I made Aliyah, and when they said that it was going to snow, the news would say, the plow is gassed and ready at the entrance of Jerusalem. You hear? The plow.
Mm-hmm. All right. One. Yes.
It's moved much since then. And they get snow. Everything shuts down. The buses stop. I lived in New England. We used to ski to school. You know, we used to see the fire hydrants under our legs. Here, you have to see it, Simon. They put, the kids go out and they build snowmen. They're in shorts. You have to see these imbeciles. They're in shorts and they wear sneakers. They wear makolot, supermarket bags over their sneakers. It's a terrible look. They drive, they crash into trees. I'm telling you, Israelis in snow, not a good mixture.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen too often, so one absolutely understands it. You know, my heart goes out to you because I do know how cold it is. I remember trying to dry socks in those funny radiator things that you have ubiquitously in houses. And, you know, there's definitely easier ways to live than that. Now you're going to reveal your big hippie secret, Andrea. I've been waiting for that all afternoon.
The big hippie secret. Okay, so apparently my internet came back. The husband came in to tell me. Well, Azvi. Anyway, the hippie secret was we keep thinking, what did we learn during this year of COVID? And listen, I'm not making light. Simon, there are people who really suffered the most terrible, terrible tragedies in their families.
Yeah.
We did not. We stayed home. The government threw money at me not to work. There are months that I traditionally, because of the Jewish calendar, make little money. I got more money by not working than, so I really had a very good, COVID experience. But every time I heard people just acting badly, making demands, being crazy, I began to, when I thought about getting out, getting into restaurants, getting into malls, getting to hotels, it left a terrible taste in my mouth. I don't want to be with people more. I don't like the way people have come out of this situation so far. What's the big hippie secret?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody in my age group, and if they don't, they should, has what we call a bucket list. Those things we want to do that we're scared to do, you know, take ballet lessons, be on a reality television show, all things that I've done. I'm taking motorcycle lessons. It's on my bucket list. I wanted a cabin in the mountains. I wanted a refuge with trees and a lake nearby. Well, I can't get it. I have to work. I was looking on the internet. I was looking on a site called Yad Shtayim, you know, secondhand.
Mm-hmm.
The husband and I bought an old, not dilapidated, fabulous condition, a trailer, a caravan, to schlep to the mountains, to schlep to the Dead Sea, to schlep to a lot, to schlep to Meron. So I am getting my log cabin. I'm just attaching it to my car, and that's where I plan to be going.
I'm hearing somebody who you say immigrated 25 years ago, went on Aliyah to Israel 25 years ago, and still took all her Americanness with her. Really? In a place that is smaller than the Kruger Park, you felt it necessary to buy a trailer?
Yes. Next question.
No, that's fantastic. Okay, I deserve that. I absolutely...
I need a trailer. I need to hide. I need to look at the water when I can. I need to remember what I love about this country. Not to be with people who are throwing snowballs while wearing my Colette bags on their shoes. I can't do it, Simon. I can't.
No, listen, you know, it goes back to the discussion you and I were having last week, which is it really hit me hard after we'd finished our discussion. The fact that we are going through a period of post-traumatic stress. It's just we're not aware of the fact that we're there. And I think that's it. It's going to manifest in different ways amongst different people. And that's just the way it is.
Wait. I just heard what you said before. I just heard it. You know, you said I came and I brought all my Americanism. No, I heard what you said, but there's something else. You know, you live in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is not like any other city in Israel. There are people living in Israel who actually are living in Israel, experiencing the country differently. And as romantic as Yerushalayim sounds to so many people, oh, to be there, you know what? You could get a little bit cabin fever here. It's very intense. There's an Israel that I don't know yet, Simon. I've been here 25 years, and maybe I took a trip once, twice, had to go see something. But now I want to discover the little antique stores. They have them, farm stands, people who have been living here, who are really hardened and Zionists, who were here before the founding of the state. I live in a very immigrant-centric society. I want to get out. I want to relax more. Jerusalem's crazy. You know what? I want to come back after each outing and re-embrace and love my Yerushalayim more and more and more. And I think that it's the time. It's bucket list stuff. Not to sit and say, well, you know what? You're this age. Don't even think about it. Dafka the opposite. I'm thinking about it. And when I'm done trailering, I'm not sure what my next big adventure is going to be, but it's going to make me younger and younger and younger and more connected to this holy, holy land.
You know, I'll never forget being in a Eged bus, leaving Jerusalem, going down to Tel Aviv, hearing a Jerusalemite tell a tourist or somebody that every time he feels as if he leaves Jerusalem, he feels like he's going into exile. And I wonder what you thought of a comment like that.
Yeah, don't say that stuff. Yeah, because you know what? First of all, Jerusalem also, as much as I love my Yerushalayim, and I will never leave. I've lived here. I will be buried here. Please God, at the right time. Anyway, but Jerusalem is a whole different thing. And for so many people like this man who made that comment, it becomes a mission. It becomes a life order. And sometimes you just have to let a little bit of the air out of the balloon. It is tense here. It is so tense. Doesn't have to be. I want to go out, have that little vacation, not be constantly living a mission. And I'm excited, and I can do it. Been here long enough, not leaving, but I need to have a little bit of my terms.
I'm listening to you, and I've got a massive smile on my face, and here's hoping that when you do get that caravan on the road, you post lots of pics of yourself in the Kinneret or the Golan or Rosh HaNikra, wherever it is, so that we can enjoy the trip with you. Andrea Simontov, thank you as always. Shabbat shalom to you and your family, and I take it you'll be back with me next week.
Please, God. Shabbat shalom. Bye-bye.
Shabbat shalom to you.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.